And there's the boot. Fielded at about the 5. Up to the 20. And they push him back to about the 21. And that was Jack Skinner on the return. WRJN in Racine. All right, so Fox will bring him out. He was inserted as a quarterback tonight for Judah. He's going to play wide receiver because of the elbow injury. Pass there incomplete.
A little bit of jitters there, but that was intended there for Jim Hack. Falls incomplete. Probably about 10 yards over his head, or 10 feet, I should say, not yards, but Fox will try and get his feet under him here as they start this first drive of the game.
All right, second and 10 at the 23, just underway here, 11:49 to go in our first quarter. Fox in the guns, got wideouts to the right and the left for Fox. He's only a sophomore, now has a man go in motion, now pitches it, almost goes over his head, trying to string it out, and Burlington's there to make a very nice play. That was Kranz on the carry. He's their leading ball carrier.
A nice little gain of 3 there on that play. Puts him in better field position for that third down.
Yeah, so it's 3rd and 7. Closing in on 11 minutes to go in our first quarter. Just underway here. Beautiful night for football.
I can't ask for much better. The 10th of October.
So Fox brings him out once again. Wideouts right and left. Has a man right next to him. Goes back to pass. Throws. Completes it for the first down. And more. Jim Hack on the reception. So a nice play by Fox. Impressed so far.
He definitely has a nice ball. That first one we seen from him went a little too high, but that one hit his target right in stride and able to gain yardage for that first down.
All right, so it moves the chains. 1st and 10 at the 40-yard line of the Falcons. Fox in the gun. Wide outs to the right and the left. This time hands it off to Kranz.
Nice 5-yard gain.
So Kranz on that carry once again, as we mentioned, as we close in on 10 minutes to go.
That's one thing always embedded to us during high school football. If you can get 2 to 3 yards per carry, it's a good thing. Well, he just got 5 there on that first down run.
So it puts him in comfortable situation for this young quarterback. 2nd and 5 at the 45-yard line of the Falcons. Wideouts right and left once again. Throws it in the flat this time. Complete. And this time the Demons are there. Hack on the reception.
No gain there. Nice catch in the flat, but just nothing brewing. The Burlington Demon defender right on top of him there.
So we'll see if they can stop him this time. 3rd and 5 at the 45. Closing in on 9 to go in the first quarter. Wideouts right and left again for Fox. Seems very comfortable in that gun. Fox back to pass again. Throws. It's complete once again to Juga. So Juga, who's normally their quarterback, he'll move the chains.
A very nice reception there for senior Mason Juga. Able to catch no defensive player really around him and able to gain yardage.
Very impressed with Fox at quarterback for only being a sophomore.
Yep, composure's half the battle when you're out there.
You are correct. So he'll bring him out, and again, he's got wideouts to the right and left. They want to throw the ball, evidently. This time it's a delayed handoff from Fox, and no gain there. Lou, they lost yardage there.
Yeah, Caden Kranz once again on the carry there, Dick. Brought down well into his backfield, a loss of 6 yards there.
Okay, down to 8 to go in our first quarter. No score. This is the first possession. Central had the ball first. They're still on the move. Second and 16 now. This time Fox has him in tight. Only has wideouts to his left. Hands it off again.
Jace Edwards, sophomore fullback. Yep. Nice little run up the middle there. Gain of a yard on the play. Going forward is better than going backwards.
And again, Coach Keppel said they were gonna play a lot of young players. So this time wideouts right and left for Fox. Third and long, third and 15. We close in on 7 minutes to go in our first quarter. Fox back to pass, throws, got him again. Juga. Short though, to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, took it out to the 33-yard line. Nice catch. Stayed in bounds, which helps Burlington as that clock continues to roll.
Yep.
We'll see what Coach Keppel can draw up here on this fourth down play.
Burlington's giving him a bit of a cushion. He's getting the ball out quick. See what happens here.
On fourth down. He's got wideouts right and left for Fox. Back to pass. Throws it quickly.
Oh.
Intercepted. Juga had it, and then it's intercepted by Burlington. And that is Tomczak, Joshua Tomczak on the INT. So Burlington goes in business on the INT.
As unfortunate play there for the Falcons. Juga had it in his hands, bounced off, fell right into the lap there of the sophomore linebacker, Tomczak, who was able to take it and put them into good field position to start this first drive of Burlington here tonight.
All right. We know the quarterback. We know him very well. Grant Sulik, dual threat quarterback. He'll run with it if he has to. He's got 5 TDs rushing plus the 12 passing, and he can air it out. He's got wideouts to his left. In the gun. Doomer right next to him. Stoppage of play, though.
The defensive tackle to this side of the field jumped off sides. Always a good play to, good way to start your first drive with 5 bonus yards.
Yep, 5 bonuses. All right, 6:08 to go in our first quarter. Sulik brings him out, hands it off to Doomer right up the hole, and he gets it into Falcon territory. And again, we've seen Doomer a lot over the last few years. You give him that opening and he'll bust it. We're under 6 to play now already in the first quarter. No score. First and 10 for the Demons at the 42-yard line of the Falcons. Sulik has wideouts to his left. Showing blitz, the Falcons. Sulik back to pass, airs it out. He got it. It's a touchdown for Jackson Beeble. Beeble on the reception, 42-yard strike from Sulik to make it 6-0 Burlington.
What a beautiful ball. Landed right in his breadbasket about 6 yards deep into that end zone. Nobody was able to get a hand on it as he put it in over top. Just what a beautiful ball there by Grant Sulik.
So his uncle PJ's got to be very happy with that. He's in the stands. Let me know he was here tonight. So Bayside to try to make it 7-0. There's the snap. The kick is down. And the kick is good. So at 5:25 to go in our first quarter. And what do we got here? We'll get this from Dylan here, what they did here.
It's going to be a chop block against Burlington.
Okay. So we'll re-kick it, I believe.
I don't know if this one can be enforced on the kickoff or not.
Looks like he's... looks like he's getting ready to re-kick it. The extra point.
That's going to put him out almost to the 20-yard line, I would think. That they're, well, they're still going to go for the field goal
yeah,
or extra point.
That's what I said. It's, yeah. Well, we'll try it again here. It'll be Bayside trying to convert a long extra point. High snap. He gets it down, though. Kick is up. It's long enough, and
drilled
it's
it.
Good.
A 35-yard extra point there.
So with 5:25 to go in our first quarter, it's now the Demons 7. The Falcons getting ready to get the ball for the second time, 0.
Not something we see too often, but NFL-esque.
Literally an NFL-distance extra point there.
Yep.
Good call there by the umpire to see the chop block there right in the middle of the field where his flag was, and nonetheless, Burlington able to put it in the uprights, no problem.
Also tonight, we'll also go through our Week 7 coaches poll, sponsored by The Bound for all 7 divisions. Looking it over, not too many surprises this week. A few, but not many, like in other weeks. Pretty much stayed constant. All right, Bayside to kick off. Here's the kick. Field it. Comes up to the 25, 30. Still on his feet. And they push him out at about the 36-yard line. And that was Ray on the return. Colin Ray. So Fox will bring him out again. He had him moving. But then the INT, which was not his fault.
Yeah, it was a good pass. Hit right off the hands of his receiver and unfortunately right into the defensive back's breadbasket.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fox in the gun. He's got wideouts both to the right and the left once again. Hands it off and getting a nice gain there.
Kranz on a nice carry there once again for this Falcon offense. Gain of 6 there.
Yep. Good call, Dylan. 2nd and 4 at the 41-yard line of the Falcons. Fox gets the play from the sideline and has to run back out there. Clock continues to run. 4:40 to go in our first quarter. Wideouts to the right and the left. For Fox, has Kranz right next to him. Hands it off, spinning his way for a few.
Yeah, Kranz once again there trying to do anything he could to gain some yardage, but nothing brewing.
Made third down manageable, though. 3rd and 2, closing in on 4 to go in our first quarter. 7-0's our score. Burlington with the lead on that 42-yard pass. Completion from Sulik to Beeble.
And speaking of Badger, they're up 6-0 on Waterford with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that one. So Fox again in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Hands it off again. Spinning his way close to the first down. Is Kranz.
It's a tough run right there.
And he got enough for the first down.
He's one of those runners that just kind of buries his shoulder into him and continues upfield for more yardage after contact.
Yeah, it was the spin, got him free, but then he still had to finish off the run to get to the first down, and he did it.
And he did. Very nice. Good analysis by the guys there. Okay, first and 10. First and 10 for the Falcons now. At the 45-yard line of Burlington, Fox in the gun, wideouts again, right and left. Goes back, throws it in the flat to Juga. And move him again.
Hey, sorry, Dick. We've seen Westosha move the ball multiple times here tonight. That last drive just ended with a very unfortunate tip. I mean, if he caught it, it would have been another first down and would have kept that drive alive.
All right, so Fox will bring him out.
Yeah, Westosha's been getting the ball out quick here, and that's been to their benefit. Juga did a nice job after he caught it of really lowering the boom to get the extra yards and the first down at the end of that play.
All right, Fox will bring him out. Wideouts right and left once again. Back to pass. This time he wants to air it out. He's got the man out there. Incomplete. Overshot him. And that was intended for Hack. Boy, he had him too. He had at least 5 yards on that defender for Burlington.
It was almost like Hack stopped running his route. The way he kind of like stutter-stepped for a second. And it was a nice place ball. Beat the defender, but just well out of the reach of him.
All right, so it brings up second and 10 at the 43-yard line of Burlington. 2:14 to go in our first quarter. Wideouts right and left. Hands it off again. Trying to jitterbug his way forward.
Kranz once again.
Yep. So to bring up third and 9. We're under 2 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 is our score. Burlington with the lead.
It's interesting for homecoming here tonight. They brought out some food trucks, some merch tents. A nice little atmosphere addition here tonight.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Fox in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Goes back to pass again. Wants to throw. He had it and dropped it. Heck. Hack had it and dropped it. It was low, but he did have it.
Now, once again, the Falcons receivers finding themselves with plenty of green space around them. No defenders in sight. Just, once again, a tough break.
So it stops the clock with 1:31 to go in our first quarter. 7-0 is our score. We'll break for 30 at the quarter. All right, Clementos in to punt it away, and he's a good one. Carter Clementos, he's the kicker and the punter for the Falcons. There's the kick. It's a beauty. And Beeble just gets away from it, and it'll go out at the, they're going to mark it at the 3-yard line. So nice play. Nice play by Carter Clementos. With 1:24 to go in our first quarter.
I believe they call that the old coffin corner punt.
Yes.
Clementos has been around for a while. He covered a playoff game between these two in his freshman year, and he hit a big field goal in that one.
Yeah, he's got looks from Division I schools, but his coach told us not any major ones yet, but even Division II. But he said, I'm going to school to get my degree. If I kick, I kick. All right, Sulik in the gun, in the end zone. Hands it off to Doomer. And he gets it maybe to the 6. Mock will continue to run. And it'll bring up 2nd and 8. So they spotted it at the 5-yard line then. Under a minute to play now. So Suluk will bring him out. He's got wideouts to his right. Should say to his left. Now Sulik still has it, then throws it complete for a first down. And that was Teat, his first reception of the night.
A nice gain there by Teat, able to bring it out to the 28-yard line.
And they don't have to run another play here.
Sulik did a good job of feeling the pressure, rolling out, and throwing it against his body, and 23-yard gain and a first down.
Well, they bring it out like they're going to. Let's see if they snap it before it goes. And that's the end of our first quarter of play with our score, Burlington 7, Westosha Central 0. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
After one, down in Beloit, Union Grove is up 7-0.
Okay.
And Badger is now up 13-0 with 2:16 to go over Waterford in the first.
All right, so we start our second quarter again. We're hoping our halftime guest will be Eric Sulik. If not, we'll have plenty to talk about, including the playoffs, which will start in another week. Handoff. Believe it was Doomer on the carry.
Hey, he kind of got folded backwards under his knee. Looked a little awkward coming to the ground, but nice little carry for him there on first down.
Picked up 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 8 at the 30 of Burlington.
Doomer just clawing for every yard he can.
All right, Sulik in the gun. Back to pass. He had wideouts. They flush him out of there. He still has it, looking for somebody, and just throws it out of bounds. Intended for Beeble. So it stops the clock with 11:10 to go. It'll be 3rd and 8. Big down here, both ways.
So far, very good pressure up front by this central defense, just pushing the Burlington Demons kind of out of the way and able to get good edge rush.
All right, Sulik will bring him out. He's got wideouts to both the right and the left this time. Empty backfield for Sulik on 3rd and 8. Now as the man going motion, back to pass. Sulik throws. It's complete. Trying to get to the first down. It'll be interesting to see where they mark it. Tomczak on the reception. And they gave it to him.
Shoved out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Okay, so 1st and 10 at the 40 of Burlington. Referee should chop that clock in as soon as he puts his hands on that ball.
And movement once again up front from that Falcon defense.
Hey, why is 34
all right, that'll go against Westosha. So it makes it 1st and 5 now. at the 45. All right, hands it off. And Doomer on the carry.
Both numbers here tonight, Dick. Very visible for us up here in the booth. Black jersey with orange letters. White jersey with red letters.
Yep. So second and three at the 47-yard line of Burlington. 10:30 and counting in our first half. 7-0's our score. Burlington with the lead. Sulik in the gun. He's going to keep it. He's at midfield to the 40. And down to about the 33-yard line goes Grant Sulik. He's dangerous either way.
And this one's going to be a holding against Burlington. This one's going to bring it back.
Yep.
Tough break there. They didn't need the hold at all. Sulik's athleticism got him well into that second and third level of that Falcon defense, but
they still might have the first down, though, because it looks like they're calling the hold at the 40, which will bring it back to midfield, which is what they needed for the first down. And also, I echo your sentiments on the jerseys. It's nice to be able to read numbers. That was one of the better rule changes we've had recently. And they're moving the chains.
Very, very observant there. I like that.
Hey, sometimes that's the only way you know it's a first down. They start moving those chains. I didn't get any signal or anything, so.
So that's interesting that, so the penalty was called after he had picked up the 10 yards then, right?
Yeah, they changed the rule, I think it was 2 years ago, where it goes from the end of, or from the spot of the foul.
Got it.
Yeah, they eliminated that behind the line of scrimmage, but downfield it's still from the spot.
All right, Sulik dumps it off in the flat, complete to the 50, 45, 40. And that's E.J. Horvath on the reception.
Able to bring it out to the 37-yard line. Takes them well into first down territory. And once again, into Falcon territory.
So Sulik will bring him out. He works out of the gun 100% of the time. He's got wideouts to his right and left this time. And Doomer there with him.
Mental mistake there for the Demons. E.J. Horvath, after he gets that nice play, ends up false starting. He was the only guy on the field to move. One of those where, as a coach, you're a little upset. You're on offense. You're the only guys that know the snap count. But again, mental mistakes, they happen all the way at the NFL level. So,
yes, they do, and plenty of them. We're closing in on under 9 to play now in our first half. 7-0's our score. Burlington with the lead. Sulik in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Hands it off.
Doomer once again getting his number called. Nothing really brewing, though.
No, not much at all for Doomer there.
It was a nice play by number 71 for West Osha, but unfortunately he does not appear to be listed on the roster.
Oh, that happens. That happens for us.
You'd be surprised how many times you deal with MPS rosters, so you're more than aware of what we deal with out here.
All right, wideouts this time for Sulik to his right. Doomer right next to him. Goes back to pass. Wants to throw downfield. Incomplete. Threw it there on the sideline.
He took a big lick there on that one, but was not roughing the passer. Intended for Bebo.
And it was Bebo on the intended receiver. Stops the clock with 8:06 to go.
That one kind of came out of his arm weird. It looked like he was going to go deep, but it just came out
almost,
to the sideline.
Yeah, almost like a Stafford throw, almost sidearm. And I'm sure they see that on TV, too.
Yeah, Bebo tried to adjust, but he couldn't quite get back to the ball.
Mm-hmm. He hopes to play football at the college level. He's getting looks at the D3. All right, Sulik in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Here comes the blitz. Sulik has time. Throws complete. And it's Beeble on the reception.
And they mark him at the 29. Another fourth down play here, this time for Burlington instead of West Ocean.
Yep, fourth and two. 7:40 in county. Clock continues to run. Under 7:30 to play now in our first half. 7-0 is our score. Burlington with the lead. Wideouts to the right and the left. And a timeout's being called by the Demons. So we'll keep it here. Observation so far, pretty good game. That's all I'm going to say. I won't say anything else.
Well, I just hope it stays that way. No, I mean, you know, West Ocean's looked pretty good here. Unfortunately, you know, interception killed their first drive, and Burlington turned around and scored quickly. But they can get a stop here. You can get the ball back and maybe go down and score before halftime. That could be huge. But big play coming up.
I mean, you got to believe, credit these Falcons. I mean, they're really playing hard. I mean, it can't be easy after 7 weeks and no wins.
Yeah, especially when you probably had some expectation to be a little better than this. But, you know. And there's nothing can make a tough season like a nice little upset.
All right, Sulik will bring him out. It's fourth and two at the 29-yard line of West Ocean. In the gun. Hands it off to Doomer. He's got it. He's down to the 24-yard line.
A big hole to run through there.
And we'll go under 7 minutes when they snap this in our first half. All right, Sulik will bring him out. 6:50 and counting in our first half. 7-0 is our score. Demons with the lead. On the move, though, at the 24-yard line of West Ocean. The end around.
Bebo, a nice little run to the outside there. Got shoved out of bounds at the 9-yard line. But nice way to use his speed and athleticism to get around the corner there on that play.
So it'll be first and goal now. First and goal for the Demons at the 9 of West Ocean. 6:33 to go in our first half. Homecoming here at Burlington tonight. Sulik in the gun. Hands it off. And pushing his way up is once again is Doomer. So the clock will continue to run. 6:20 in counting. Demons trying to cash in here once again. As they lead here 7-0. A very important game for the Demons to get a W. All right, Sulik will bring him out. He's got wideouts to the right and the left. Hands it off again. And down to about the 5-yard line is Doomer. 5:35 now in counting. And Burlington doing a good job with that clock management, too.
Yeah, just continuing to eat time, trying to wear down that defense of West Ocean Central.
And again, it's been a quiet night so far from my two colleagues as far as reporting scores. We're not getting many tonight so far. Sulik has wideouts to the right and the left. This time he wants to throw. And it's a touchdown. A touchdown to Bebo again, Jackson Bebo.
Nice little 5-yard out route there. Able to find him on a diving catch into the end zone.
So that makes Uncle Pat happy again, Uncle PJ, as he's in attendance here. So 13-0 now, 4:58 to go in our first half. Whiteside to try to make it 14. High snap. There's the kick. And the kick is good. So with 4:58 to go, it's now Burlington 14, Westosha 0.
I don't want to steal any of your score update thunder here, Barwick, but Kenosha Tremper is up 7-6 at the 10-minute mark in the second quarter over Racine Park. So a Racine school we cover and 1-point game there. As far as other scores, Dick, Union Grove is up 14-0 over Beloit Memorial. I don't have a time or quarter mark in that one. It is in the second quarter.
Okay.
But, again, as we talk about week to week, plenty of scores from teams up north, but...
And last I saw, Case was up 35-0 on Horlick.
Wow.
Just before halftime.
So. Okay. So, again, Union Grove trying to do their part to get into that game next week against the Badgers. Both want to go into that game 8-0. So Bayside to kick off for Burlington. There's the boot. Fielded at about the 10. Up to the 20, 30, 40, 50. Still on his feet at the 40. And they bring him down at about the 32-yard line. And that's Ray, Colin Ray, on the return. Nice job by Ray.
Juking left, juking right, throwing his arms around defenders, able to make immense amount of plays as he gets down to the 33-yard line of Burlington and puts him in striking range for this Falcon offense.
Showed some good balance, breaking some tackles at the end there and getting about an extra 15 yards.
All right, Fox will bring him out. Daniel Fox will bring him out in the gun. Wideouts to the right and the left again for him. Throws it in the flat, complete.
Fumble.
Picked up.
Oh.
By Burlington, I believe. Bebo on the recovery. He's doing everything tonight. And if you recall, he was one of our DG Sports Player of the Game last year.
He's making his impact known here tonight. Two touchdowns and a fumble recovery to start this one as we're still here in the first half of action.
It's a heartbreaker for Ray.
Yes.
One play after the long kick return and trying to make a play on the outside, and he drops the football.
He used his agility and no problem getting around those returners or blockers, and unfortunate break there for Westosha.
All right, Sulik will bring him out. He's got wideouts to the right and the left at the 36-yard line of Burlington. Throws on the ground. He was trying to get it to Teat, but threw it in the ground. He may have done that purposely, too. May not have seen anybody or saw maybe a defender coming. 4:33 to go in our first half.
It definitely came out of his hand weird. Something we don't really see too often from Sulik here with this Burlington team.
All right, Sulik will bring him out. It stopped the clock with 4:33 to go. If you're Burlington, that's the last thing you want to do, is have the clock stop when you're up by 14. This time, Sulik gave it, and that's Bebo. He's gone. His third touchdown, Jackson Bebo. 36-yarder by Jackson Beeble to make it 20-0. And let's talk about that play. Sulik got the ball and he flipped it back to Beeble coming around. Very nice play.
Yeah, Beeble taking it 64 yards there on that one. It was what we seen from him on that end around on the previous series that gained 15, but excellent way to gain 64 yards as you take it down for a score.
Yeah, my apologies. I said 30. It was from the 36. It was 64 yards.
Very impressive.
Yep, so Bayside to try to put it up, and it's good.
Yeah, that was that old bring the receiver in motion, snap the ball, and the quarterback just kind of, you know, almost volleys it forward to him. I think that gets scored as a pass, but I would love to see the amendment to make those running plays, because that's 64 passing yards for Sulik, and he passed it 6 inches.
Yep. And Whiteside with the extra point to make it 21-0 now. And again, Burlington kicked off. And again, we don't know if they deferred or they wanted to. You know, they wanted the ball.
As Central might have said, hey, we want to give it a go on offense and see what happens. But
all right, so Whiteside will kick off. Burlington with that 21-0 lead with 4:21 to go in our first half.
Yeah, that was a real backbreaker for West Osha. But if they can put something together here and get a little momentum in the halftime.
That would be nice for them.
Could be crucial to their chances.
Whiteside kicks off, fielded by one of the up men. Trying to get it to the 30, does. And gets it to about the 35. Alcohol. I'll take a stab at it.
It's about as good as I would do. They scored that touchdown, Dick, only 37 seconds later.
All right, so Fox will bring him out. He's still the quarterback. He's got wideouts to the right and the left with 4:13 to go. In the gun. And he'll hand it off, coming to the side here, up to the 40, 45. And that's Kranz. Kranz on the carry. They push him out of bounds, so it'll stop with 4:07 to go in our first half. So Fox will bring him out. Got a nice little drive going here by West Osha. Wide outs to the right and the left for Fox. Fox on the handoff again, up to the 50, to the 40.
We got a flag, though.
But we got a flag, and that was Kranz on the carry. Looks like it's coming back.
This one might even be a block in the back. I think it was a clean block up until the end.
Yeah.
At least from...
Yeah, the old you're blocking, and the defender turns on you to try and get to the outside, and you give him that little extra shove.
Sometimes
you get away with it. Not that time.
Social Central coach is not happy with that last call. They're right next to us. Fox in the gun, wide outs to the right and the left. As he hands it off, and this time they're there to meet him. Kranz on the carry. Clock continues to run with 3:40 to go in our first half. 21-0 is our score. Burlington with that lead. As Fox gets the play from the sideline. Wide outs to the right and the left. goes back to pass, throws, over his head. Had it in his hands, though. Juga. So that's two now he's had go through his hands. Stops the clock with 3:06 to go in our first half.
It's the first pass since the first one that Fox threw that he had a little too much air under.
Yep.
But the Falcons having no trouble finding grass, getting open.
Yeah.
Just not going their way.
Wideouts right and left for Fox. He does not mind throwing that ball. He's back to pass again. Throws it here, complete. And that's Cooper, Magnum Cooper on the reception. And a timeout called by Burlington.
That is an all-name team candidate right there, Magnum Cooper.
With fourth down.
A big fourth down coming here.
And a long.
I see Clemento stretching there on the sideline. Looks like he'll be trying to boot this one deep into Burlington territory. But despite the score, this has still been a pretty competitive game both ways. Stosia catching that rough break on that fumble just after the Burlington score. And two plays later, they take it to the house, 64 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, the Grant Sulik to Jackson Bebo connection has been the main difference in this one, along with those two turnovers.
So deep back to receive the punt from Clementos. And they'll have plenty of time to work with. 2:54. There's the kick by Clementos.
Oh, another beautiful punt as this one goes out inside the 10.
Very good job by him. Carter Clementos. So Grant will bring his demons out.
Hey, what a beautiful kick. They marked it at the 5. Looked like from up here it went out about the 8, but I'm sure these West Hills Central Falcons are not complaining about the extra yardage.
No.
They've been able to get pressure on Sulik, so we'll see what they can do here as Burlington is pinned deep into their own territory.
Yep, first and 10 at the 5-yard line of Burlington. Sulik will stand in the end zone in the gun. As he's got wideouts both ways. Incomplete.
And the two tangled up feet together there on that play. Teat.
Yep. Intended for Teat.
But it was well past him, probably about 10 yards or so.
So stops the clock with 2:38 to go in our first half.
It's pretty good coverage there from Mustosha, too.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They're not quitting. They're playing hard.
Dick, a little bit of a surprising score here at halftime. Badger 13, Waterford 3. So
that is.
Badger's been able to put up points against almost everybody this year, but Waterford holding them tight at half.
Sulik hands it off to Doomer.
No surprise, though, that Waterford's points came off of the foot of Bovite, though.
Yep.
Very accurate statement.
Another kicker hoping to go on and kick in college. Understand he went to a lot of coaching clinics this summer.
I think he's more or less got a open door invite to basically any school of his choice.
Well, he's one of our followers on DG Sports.
And of course, if you're like me, the first Badgers punter I remember was his dad, Sam.
Yeah, okay. Sulik backs. Now he's got to dump it off. And does.
First down.
I think it was Horvath. It was. As he picks up the first down, so they'll move the chains.
And they mark him at the 17. Nice gain there.
And the clock continues to run with 1:40 and counting.
Taking a little bit of trickery for Burlington to get things going on this drive.
We'll take a two-minute break at the conclusion of this quarter. Sulik back to pass. Now throws.
Ooh,
incomplete. He dove for it, but couldn't bring it in.
He is holding his leg. It's Jackson Bevo. Looks like it's just a cramp.
Yep.
He laid out for that one. He got his fingertips on it, but couldn't pull it in.
Sulik with a very strong arm just put it right outside the reach there of Jackson Bebo on that play. But again, Bebo getting through this defense, that connection once again, having no problem finding each other, just not able to bring in the reception on that play.
Well, we'll see. I think the diagnosis is correct. I think it appears, we don't want to speculate, but looks like it's a cramp.
I mean, when you're out there doing almost everything on your offense, getting plays on defense, it's easy to cramp up. You think a little cooler temperatures here tonight, but ultimately that's not going to, you know, you still need to hydrate. You still need to take care of yourself. All those things are important.
So 1:22 to go in our first half. 21-0 is our score.
At Case now with a 42-0 lead over Horlick.
I'm sure that's been a running clock for a while.
And Tremper 14, Park 6, 3:56 to go in the second quarter.
A little more competitive game there.
Both of those teams really kind of need a win here at this point in the season. I think one team's 1-6 and the other's 0-7.
Yeah.
So. You know, Tremper got that big win over Horlick 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Park
they
is,
did. Yep.
Park is having a tough year, and ever since the injury to their quarterback, it's not been good for them.
Well. Okay, he runs off the field, so whoever made the diagnosis that it's probably a cramp was correct. Because Jackson ran off under his own power.
I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
Okay. All right, so Sulik will bring him out. He's got 1:22 to work with 2nd and 10 at the 17-yard line of Burlington. Wideouts right and left for Sulik. Goes back to pass. Throws complete. Gets a first down. And that's Deet on the reception. So it'll move the chains with 1:14 to go.
And if I'm Burlington, I really want to get one more score here on the board before the end of this one.
Yeah, Burlington has one timeout left here, but obviously with Sulik's arm, they can cover a lot of ground quickly.
First and 10 at the 35-yard line of Burlington. Wideouts right and left. Sulik back to pass, throws. Goes off the hands.
It took a huge bounce into the air there off of Teet's hands.
Yep.
But the Westosha defender there, Jack Skinner, just not able to get to the ball as the sideline came up quickly on them.
So stops the clock with 1:09 to go in our first half.
First quarter went pretty quick. This one, not so much.
Yep. I said I wasn't going to say anything.
I'll take the blame tonight.
Sulik in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. Got it off. Complete. To the 50, to the 40. That's Doomer. Still on his feet. And they finally get him down at about the 24-yard line. Is Jake Doomer. So first and 10 now at the 25. They got to go quickly. There's under a minute to play in our first half.
It's a 40-yard gain there on the screen to Doomer.
And they've had good success running that screen here tonight.
Yes, they have. And they do have Whiteside as their kicker. Wideouts right and left. Sulik back to pass again. Throws. And it's caught. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown for Tomczak to make it 27-0.
And a 25-yard touchdown pass. Once again, Burlington going to the air for a touchdown, but this time not to Bebo.
You know, that was the old seam route. He got a step or two on the defender, and Sulik dropped it right in the bucket for the touchdown.
So Whiteside to try to make a crucial extra point here, and he does. So with 25 seconds to go in our half, it's now Burlington 28, Westosha Central 0.
This game got away from them very quickly. It all started with that fumble following that huge return. Yep. It was just, what a momentum swing.
And again, a reminder, at the conclusion of our ball game, we will have our DG Sports player and or players of the game. Tonight, Dylan will go on the field, try to chase him down. As Whiteside here will kick off.
I'd say we have a few leaders in the clubhouse for that award.
Yeah. Gonna have a decision to make. Whiteside with the boot. It's a short kick, fielded by one of the up men. Takes it to the 30, up to the 40-yard line.
Jojo Akawa on that one.
Good. Good job. Akawa. Yeah. That's about what I said.
Yeah, so. I'm with you.
So 17 seconds to go.
I don't remember how you said it, but it sounded good enough in my head. Just this Westosha Central team, they have the talent, they have the ability. It's just they're so young and lack experience that they struggle at times to get the big play going.
So Fox in the gun, wideouts right and left with 17 seconds to go. Goes back to pass, throws, complete, comes back on it. Now gets it to the midfield, to the 50-yard line.
Juga, nice catch there. Running, scampering all over the field.
And stop the clock with 7 seconds to go.
You know, that's the thing with young teams. The last thing to really get honed in is that consistency, you know.
Yep.
You know, you'll string together a few good plays, and then there'll be a penalty or someone will drop a pass. But
we did talk about it. They're going to be better next year, much better next year. Teams that are celebrating this year may not be celebrating when they have to face the Falcons next year.
Yeah, that's for sure. They definitely get a lot of experience back. They only have 8 seniors on the whole roster, so I think Coach said only 4 of them start. So,
and if there's a silver lining to Juga's injury, it's that it's given the young quarterback Fox some invaluable reps here at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Dick, another update from Union Grove.
Okay.
Union Grove 21, Beloit Memorial 6 at halftime.
Okay.
They're playing that one at Beloit Memorial.
Okay.
I've ref there before. It's a cool complex, but their only downfall, they have grass field.
All right, Fox in the gun. Wideouts right and left for Fox. Back to pass. Throws it out of bounds. Not even close to his receiver.
And that's one where you're telling them, hey, look, you're trying to get that out quick. We want to get the clock stopped, but you need to complete the pass. That's the biggest piece of that.
He was throwing to Ray, Colin Ray, he was throwing to, wasn't close to him.
I wonder if there's a bit of a miscommunication there, because Ray kind of darted in, and that throw went outside.
Yeah, looks like Ray was running a slant pattern and Fox was throwing it outside.
Looks like we got a timeout here.
And that's what makes the quarters long. So they'll take that timeout. Again, we'll step away for two minutes at halftime, then we'll come back. WRJN in Racine and WZTI in Greenfield.
It's been a fun half of football again. We talked about the score, 28-0. Burlington able to get those touchdown, turnover, touchdown in a matter of 20 seconds, really open this one up. Huge momentum change for Burlington, and things have continued.